Your love is radiant like diamonds, bursting inside us, and we cannot attain it. May your love surely come find us, like blazing wildfire, singing your name. Amen. In full disclosure, I find today one of the most awkward Sundays to preach in the whole Christian year. Today is the seventh Sunday after Easter, which means that we are within a 50-day period when we celebrate the presence of the risen Lord with his disciples. The Paschal candle remains lit, standing boldly at the altar to remind us of the bright light of the risen Lord. As the story goes, the risen Lord spent 40 days with his disciples, speaking about the kingdom of God and showing proofs of life after death. Thursday was the 40th day after Easter. And so on the 40th day after Easter, we celebrate the Ascension. That day when Christ was speaking with his disciples, he was somehow lifted up to God the Father. And during those 40 days, when Jesus had met with his disciples, he had explained over and over and over again that he was going to leave to be with his Father and that he would send the Holy Spirit to guide and direct all of us. Next week, we will celebrate that coming of the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us. It is because of this in-between time, the in-between time between Ascension Day and Pentecost, that I think our church calendar is awkwardly structured. For I never believe that God leaves us or that we are without Jesus. Yet for 9 days, Jesus has ascended, and we have not received the Holy Spirit. So my question in this 9 days always becomes, where is Jesus? Do I imagine him to be somewhere halfway between earth and heaven as if it takes 9 days to get there? Or didn't he arrive immediately to heaven, but it took him a little while to talk to God? Or maybe, just maybe, the Holy Spirit, as we all know, is hard to contain. And so maybe it took Jesus and God 9 days to wrangle her up in a form in which she could come down. Whatever the case, this is the question I always ask in the 9 days between Ascension and Pentecost. Where is Jesus? And I suppose that at some time in our lives, all of us have asked this question in one way or another. Where is Jesus? Perhaps we don't know where Jesus is because we remember a time in our lives when we were really close to Jesus. And that doesn't feel like it does today. Or we hear other people talk about how amazing Jesus is and we just can't grab on to it. Or we feel like God has left us, lost in transit somewhere, like Christ lost between heaven and earth. Or perhaps once we had faith and then poof, in an instance, it was taken away from us, like Christ's ascension. This week alone, I fielded no less than 6 conversations asking the question, where is Jesus? These conversations were all eerily similar. They usually began with someone asking what I did for a living, and I answered. And then their story comes. The stories were all something like this. I grew up in the church. I loved the church. I loved the lessons I learned there. I loved the people. I loved the fellowship. I loved God. I loved Jesus. And then I grew older, and somewhere in my older age, the church deeply hurt me. It wounded me, it kicked me out, Christian parents disowned me. I was asked to give up a prominent leadership position and turn in my keys. The reasons are varied. Some were caught drinking, some had a divorce, some out of the closet as a gay individual, some dated different races. One uncovered a scandal at the church. Many asked too many questions at Bible study and were asked to leave. But the pattern of the story is the same. I grew up at church. I loved God. And the institution which represented God disavowed and disowned me. The ends of all these stories are very different. But they all seem to me to ask, where does Jesus live? Where is Jesus? Where does Jesus reside? Some of the ends of these stories is that the people have completely rejected the idea of God altogether. Jesus is the Christ, doesn't live at all. Others believe that when that church door shut in their face, Jesus also slammed a door in their face. And others still very much believe in Jesus. Maybe that Jesus does not reside or live or be inside of an institutional church, but that Jesus is very much out there doing good work in community. All these questions ask, where is Jesus? And my response is usually the same. I listen. Sometimes for a very, very long time. And then I apologize. And I say, I'm deeply sorry. As a representative of Christ's church, I am deeply sorry that the church rejected you, that you felt unloved in a place that should be love alone. I am sorry. And then I'm always surprised. Because about 90% of the time, there's another question. And that question is, tell me about your church. And although I'm sure my answers to this question vary each day, I generally say something to the effect of, I can't promise that we're a group of perfect people. We're deeply flawed. But I can promise that we don't intentionally hurt people. And I can promise that we love and we accept and we're a place of non-judgment and healing. And I think that because we're a place of loving and non-judgment and healing, that Jesus does reside with us, that Jesus is with us. We don't have any answers for those people that have been kicked out of Bible study for too many questions. But we worship with a wonderful group of people who are desperately trying to figure out how to do God's love and God's work in the world. Now, I imagine that some of you all have fielded similar conversations around dinner tables and parties at the local pub or perhaps work. The conversation may have started that you go to church, and maybe someone asked you, you go to church? I went to church once, but this thing happened to me. And seriously, is Jesus there? You may even have that own conversation going on inside yourself. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus today? In reading the story of the ascension in the lens of John, it may be easy for us to think that Christ has left the building with the gospel reading that we get for today. But this is the furthest thing from the truth. Today's gospel, the gospel of John chapter 17, is actually at the end of Jesus' ministry. It actually precedes the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is very much still alive. He is still with his disciples. And Jesus is praying very much with them and on their behalf. that they might be safe, protected, guarded, and carefully attended to. Jesus has not left them, and Jesus is doing everything in his power to ensure that his disciples are loved. Perhaps better words for us today are the end of the story in the Gospel of Matthew. The Great Commission, which we're all familiar with. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Where is Jesus today? Well, Jesus is with us always till the end of the age. Or perhaps, too, Jesus is ascending to the Father, so that the good news, which was in one place and one time, can be in all places and all times, with us always, till the end of the age. Where is Jesus today? Well, Jesus is in heaven at one with the Father. And Jesus is on earth, doing good works through wonderful people, trying to show God's love. Is Jesus a little out of the way today? Perhaps, maybe just a little. Out of the good way, like a good parent or a good teacher. Standing back, letting their students and their children learn the great joy of completing a wonderful task, of doing good work, of making disciples. The great joy of making God's name known to all the earth. The great joy of sharing love. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, Jesus' final words at the end of the prayer are this: I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love which you have loved me may then be in them, and I in them. May we all know that Jesus is with us until the end of the age, that Jesus does not leave us. And may we boldly take on the work of Jesus in the world, the work of making God's name known, for that name is love.